This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. We're continuing the sugya of what makes something into a shem lechem. Rabbi Isaac in the Mishnayos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Let me just get my first chelik over there. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Let's start from the beginning, and we're going to learn about one of the most famous machlokes in between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. Has many nafkaminas, and how exactly you learn their machlokes. Shteitin Mishnah, Isa shetchilasa sufgenin ve'soifa sufgenin. An Isa, that's the that it starts off being a sufgenin and soifa sufgenin. Ptura min achala. Tchilasa Isa ve'soifa sufgenin. Tchilasa sufgenin ve'soifa Isa chayeves bechala. Vechein knuf koyes chayavais. That's the Mishnah. Tosfos brings in Maseches Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that already B'shas Gilgul Isa a person is Chayav Bechala. And therefore, he explains the Mishnayos where if you are making an Isa that you are Mevashalit or you put it Bechama, even though Klor, an Isa that you're Mevashal and you put it in Chama, you should be chayev according to Rabbeinu Tam, or your mevashalit should be chayev according to Rabbeinu Tam, because there's a gilgul. So al korchach, the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis that quotes the Mishnah of Sufganim, Duvshanin, Iskritin, Vechalas Hamisras Vameduma that says Pater Minachala. We're talking about a blila raka, and since we're talking about a blila raka, therefore, a blila raka is be'etzem, if it's going to be mevushal also, it's going to be pater min achala. But if it's talking about a blila ava, since b'shas gilgul, you already had a shem isa, for sure you're going to be chayev. That's how Rabbeinu Tam is mukim the Mishnah. Now, what's going to be, so, I'm sure you've heard about the shitas Rabbeinu Tam in the past, And you've heard that Rabbeinu Tam holds everything is totally in the shem Isa. Rab Chaim in Hilchas Chametz Umatza. We're going to learn about this coming up. It's going to be negea to kama v'kama pratim. Understands that the shem lechem is chal miyad according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's chal miyad. Not everybody learns that way, and we'll see more, but Rabbeinu Tam also, be'etzim, the pashtus of Rabbeinu Tam is that chiyuv chala and birkas hamotzi is toli zebazeh. So you're going to have a situation where you have an isa and you fried it and you made yourself a donut and you're making hamotzi lechemina aretz on this donut. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Samaches brings this down, but he says, ha'olam lo yinagu bazeh k'Rabbeinu Tam. There are Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina makes this chilek in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam himself brings a raya from Menachis. Right, but Rabbeinu Tam himself, in other words, he brings a raya from Menachis. It's a stark raya that you're Mavarich, and what are you going to do with Minchas Marcheshes, that you fry in oil. Al Korchach, you see that the Chiyuv Chala and Moitzi is Toli Zabazeh. And the way Reb Chaim is explaining it, it has a shem lechem. So, I don't know about you, but the way I always had in my head think whenever somebody mentioned to me this Rabbeinu Tam would be that Bishas, Rabbeinu Tam holds Isa, Bishas Gilgul Isa, that's the main Mechayef. But the truth is, now we're learning it, and it's no chidushim I'm saying, it's clear that Rabbeinu Tam is actually much more liberal. He holds that an Isa, even if you're Mevashlit, you're Chayev Bechala, and you make a Birkas HaMoitzi. But on the other hand, something that doesn't have a Shem Isa, which is a Blila Raka, which is not an Isa, it's Mamish a very loose. Avishai calls it maybe even a porridge. We'll call it batter. Something that's Mamish batter that you're going to put in an oven, you're going to be Chayev. You're going to be Chayev according to Rabbeinu Tam. So you don't need an Isa in order to be Chayev according to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, you don't need a Gilgul. Adarabba, it's easier to get to a Chayev Chala according to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
The oven's making from scratch, from 0 to 100, a
Chiyuv
Challah. A Chiyuv Challah. 0, 0, 0,
right. And then the oven. What? The oven thickens up the batter. Once you thicken up the batter, that's good. So you have to get into Challah without a Gilgul. So it's not that Rabbeinu Tam says in order to be Chayav B'Challah, you need to have Gilgul.
No.
You need to have a Shem Lechem, that's written in the Torah. And you could have a Shem Lechem either Mitzad Arisa Yiseichem, or Mitzad Shem Lechem. In the Torah, it's written Arisoischem and Lechem. So if you have one or the other, that's going to be a Mechayev. And Rabbi Kraft pointed out to me that's what's written in the Prima Gadim. I thought I brought it. Sorry. What?
It's the batter thickens.
So you're saying it's got Gilgul in it? Okay. That I didn't understand that. It skipped the Gilgul stage. You don't need it. You only need Gilgul to be Megala that it's a Lechem. But you have Lechem another way. It's okay.
But maybe Gilgul is just the Maisa that makes it a Lila Av.
It's a litmus test to show that it's Lechem. But if you get to a Lechem, then that's the way Rav Avishai is explaining.
Because then if I never bake it, then I would never be Chayav Kala. Because the whole thing is...
Right. Right. And a Chanami. Because it's the baking it that makes it a Shem Lechem. It's a Tanai. You need to fulfill the Tanai. It's a Tanai Ba'alma. That's the way they... That's right, Sir Reb Chaim. It's a Tanai Ba'alma. What? Well, you're saying it's a Mavasha. You have to make it Ro'i L'Achila. Maybe it's not Ro'i L'Achila. Maybe it's not Ro'i L'Achila. You're right. Rabbi Ingber is asking over here. First, a big Mazel Tov to Rabbi Ingber. Big Mazel Tov. That's number one. Number two is that... He's asking that if you put it in Chama, Mamish, you baked it in Chama. You made it edible, so you're going to be Chayv B'chal according to this. So how about eating it raw? Well, it's not called, you don't make a Broim and a Mezainis even. It's a Shahakal B'stama, because it's Nechol. Wait, now it's an Isa, it's not a Sufganim. So he's asking, what happens if you have dough, and you never baked it, and you took off Chal with a Bracha? Did you make a Bracha Levatola? According to Rabbeinu Tam. Did you make a bracha levatala? Good shayla. What's the halacha?
It says, ba'achachem b'melechem ha'aretz. You have to eat it.
Rav Yehuda Darish Taimed Dekra. Your name is not Rav Shimon the Darish Taimed Dekra. You can't do that. Sorry. Your name has to be Rav Shimon. What?
So
you made it non-edible. What, on raw dough?
No,
you didn't do it. You left it as a dough. Too much flour at the challah bake, so they threw it out. Yeah, right. Because you're finished the maise. It's good shiloh. Okay, so... Taka, so he says, so the Mishpat Sozov says, Lav Hoyol Vinis, so says the way the Prima Gadim explains the Mishpat Sozov, Rabbeinu Tam, Das Rabbeinu Tam Sochem, de kula alma de chala, mi gilgul ava, afilu daito lavashla, bikdeira, chayeves miyad bechala, arisay sechem ksiv, vechein bli laraka vafa betanur, lechem ksiv, vechayev. So here he says the word, mitzad arisay sechem yurchayev, or mitzad lechem? No, he says this beforeish. Rabbeinu Tam says this. No, he says, even if it was al das lavashu bekdeir, you're chayev. In other words, he's saying, even if you wanted to make it sufganim. No. The Rosh is saying, if you do al das, you're putter. Right? He's saying chayev. Das Rabbeinu Tam, kom chala megil ava afilu daito lavash la bekdeiro, chayev miyad bechala. No, because it was a blila raka. Because when it's baked, you're chayev. Right, but so there is some das. You're saying even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's something to do with das. In other words, you're saying. No, he's asking why could you take challah of the batter now? Maybe you'll change your mind and you'll be mevashalit. Yeah. Yeah, because it's not a shame lechem yet. Yeah. So we have a few giluyim over here. Number one, if you take off challah when it's an isa, even if you never baked it, could be your yaitze challah. Number two, Rabbi Avishai is telling us a psak halacha. If you take off the batter, you're not chayev. You're not yaitze according to Rabbeinu Tam. You have to wait till it's baked. Maybe al das otzi. Maybe he held al das otzi. Well, we're gonna see. Maybe Reb Chaim held not for Marisai Sechem. Held there as a din lechem right away. He mentions the word Marisai Sechem, right? Okay. That's Kipshutai. That's Rabbeinu Tam. That you have a din Isa, and you also have a din Lechem. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're chayv in either one. What is the Rosh? What now we have the Shita Sarash and the Ramban. So the Rosh argues on Rabbeinu Tam, but there's going to be a Rosh's Shita and a Ramban's Shita. And I want to point out that there are those who just bring the Rosh and the Ramban, Bechada Machta, that it's one Shita that they argue on Rabbeinu Tam. But if you look closely, it seems to be clear that the Rosh and the Ramban are only arguing on Rabbeinu Tam on a certain Nakuda, but each one from a different angle. In other words, let's start with Shitas. We'll start with the Ramban. So if you go through the Ramban if you go through the Ramban in Hilchis Chala, page 200, it starts from the way the beginning. The Ramban brings the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. If you go to volume 2 of the Central Jersey editions, page 264. Two lines from the bottom. Elomu Ashkan Mechad Mirabusa B'Milsa Perusha Deloy Dayek. We found one of the Mefarshim that he says something that's not Meduyik. The Kiyomer Hai Maisi Ilfas De Potter Reish Lakish U'Mechayv Rabbi Yochanan Davka B'Deleisley Gigol Mi'Kara Elakulam B'Lila Raka Ninhu The Yoiv Mayim Bekemo V'Yoiv Ilfas Bechama De'Afu Harem Esparish Lehu De'Amrinan Matza Asuya B'Ilfas Shein Ru'il Asis Ilfas Aval hecha de Gilgal isa bechitim umetamdem besarim loishda ilvas loishda b'chaim v'chaim chayeves. Even if you're going to do something bechama, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan are not going to argue if there was an isa. V'kamer haynu seifa yitani tchilasa isa v'seifus gede chayeves de meidna de Gilgal ichayv avloim b'ftir lo'ilam v'avul b'shasa b'ilfas bechama. V'afilu isas klovim, says the Ramban. Shein aroim oilam b'nei b'shas Gilgal ichayv avloim b'ftiro. Ela kula haniptura chala bel shaloi gilgal. So right away he's emphasizing Rabbeinu Tam is learning the Mishnah that we're talking about Blila Raka, but if there will be Isa, you're going to chayiv. And on that the Ramban argues, Anan loy chazin lach svar veloy salka l'kahegan. We don't believe in that. The Anan Isa shitchilasu sufganin tanan. Isn't it written, you're trying to tell me that chilasay sufganin v'soifa Isa is a Blila Raka. Anan Isa shitchilasu sufganin tanan. It's talking about Isa. Shabbat shakula Isa. We're talking about an Isa. And if it's not an Isa, it should have written, Sufganin shetchilasan v'soifan sufganin pturim tchilasa isa v'asa sufganin sufganin, and you made it into an isa, not an isa that's sufganin. Masha, we're talking about an isa over here, and you're telling me it's a blila raka? That's sufganin lav isa ninu. He goes over and over this point, and he further nails it in from a sugya of isas klavim. You see, b'rizmacha roim oilim alma isahu. So by Isa's Klavim, we're talking about something that's an Isa, and you made it for Klavim. So we're talking about something. So his main Kasher Rabbeinu Tam is from there. You see that something's an Isa, and it still could be Potter. So therefore, and you can still be Potter. And therefore, he argues on Rabbeinu Tam. And he goes further with a few Kashas. When you open up the Rash in Maseches Pesachim, he doesn't go with this direction. I'm sorry, you had a psachim there, right? I thought I brought. So the Rosh in Maseches Psachim could be, and over here as well, he goes and attacks Shitas Rabbeinu Tam from a different angle. The Rosh. When the Rosh brings the Rosh, you'll see that he's marrying Rabbeinu Tam from a different angle. In Sivkot and Tezayin, he brings Rabbeinu Tam that you're chayev, and then he says, "V'Rabbeinu Shimshon Kazev Esel Chala She'Alosh Isegmur V'Daitel V'Asher Ma'el Tagav B'Shemen Ptura Min Achala." He brings from Lechem Asi Lekutach. His main kasha is not from Isa Tanan. It's from Lechem Asu Lekutach that over there you see is Potter. So Al Korchach, it's totally in Daitai. And it's written, Tchilasei Isa V'Seifa Sufganim Chayev. That's talking about, says the Rosh, Nimlach. That you really, your Das was to do it an Isa, and you changed your mind. It's an Ukimta. But that's how he's explaining it. But he doesn't at all chepper from the side of Blila Saraka and Adarabah. He doesn't mention once that an Isa that's Blilasa Raka, and then you put it in the Tanur, you're going to be Potter. He's only going mitzad the first part of Rabbeinu Tam, which he's talking about. You have an Isa Al Das to be Mavashalit, where Rabbeinu Tam says Chayev. On that, the Rash says from Lechem Asi Lekutach. You see, if your das is to be mevashle, it's not going to be chayev. But the fact that if you would have a blila raka and then you're going to bake it, that he doesn't mention at all, and it would seem to be according to the Rash, he doesn't have a problem with Rabbeinu Tam in that regard. So it's just like it's two Rishonim saying the same thing, but when you look closely at what point they're approaching, you see clearly that there's a huge nafka mina between them. This is Mefurish in the Meiri and Rabbeinu David. The Ramban argues on Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam suggests that the Mishnah that talks about a sufganim and the Gemara which talks about sufganim, where if you're going to bake it in an ilfas, you're going to be potter, is Al Korchach talking about a blila raka. Says the Ramban, that can't be. Because, and you're telling me the Mishnah is going saying Tchilasei Sufganim V'Seifa Isa is a Blila Raka, that can't be. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam looked at the Mishnah and he split up the Mishnah in a very simple way. You have Tchilasei Isa V'Seifa Suvganim, talking about a Blila Ava, and Tchilasei Suvganim V'Seifa Isa is a Blila Raka. Very simple. Says the Ramban, it says at the beginning of the Mishnah Isa, and it's going on everything, so he says he can't say that. And the Meiri speaks this out explicitly. When you read the Meiri, he explains the... So, well, I'll get to that in a moment. So, I want to show that there would be a nafka mina, that the Meiri says al yesoid shmuazu, that if you're afa bachama, you're going to be potter nechgu mafosha binyan zesh gedolei rabbanim, which usually he means Rashi and Talmidei Rashi. Soivim shikolei lo niskarim kan rotzolaymer asufganim vedushanim aistriki and chalas amitzras isa gemura mitchilaser rosa biblila ava. Ela shezugonim avim uktzarim, etc., etc. And then he says. So he says we're talking about automatically. It's a blila ava. He says. V'yesh b'ze shita acheres l'ksas achrei rabam. Sh'ledaitem ha-gilgul mechayiv afilu nasi asdal bishel o yafia b'chama v'nasi kein. V'chein afia b'yavish b'chayeves afilu as elisha b'blila raka b'yoyser. Sh'kol shen ischayiv hein mitzad elisha hein mitzad afia chayiv ad sh'yipater mitzad shneim. So he says the shita is Rabbeinu Tam is either or, right? Either it's a blila ava or it's a blila raka the yermachayev. That's what he says mafurish in Rabbeinu Tam. But in the shita of the first shita, not that way. He's saying it's going like our Mishnah is talking about a blila avim, a blila ava. Ratzalaymer asufgan duvsham resim v'chalas amishus isa gmuren metchilas or a blila ava. Aye. It's a sufganim. Isn't that something that's not a blila ava? No. He's saying him dakim, oyavim, uktsarim, and the achala, misers ava, ushtucha harbim, kokulam, misers derech lisha vigilgul, vidavra lamid me inyanoi. And later on he says that you're going to tell me about trukinen. Also, there's a maise gilgul there. He's matchik everything to say that you have to have a maise gilgul from the beginning. The Rosh does not have to be machrich that way, because the Rosh is going to be moide that even if something doesn't have a derech gilgul at the beginning, but if you're going to have an afi at the end, that might work. Now, where do we see this mefurish in? Where do we see this mefurish? The tour, there's a big stira in the tour. There's a big stira, because the tour in Maseches Brachis, Paskin, it brings Rabbeinu Tam. It's Mamash Apele. In the tour in Simon... I'm sorry. It's not me who says this to you. So he says like this: Kol davar in Simon Kuf Samaches. Kol davar shiblilasa ava afilu bishlo b'mayim oitignu b'shemen lechem gamaru v'chayiv b'chala u'mevarchen amoitzi. So what does that mean? Afilu bishlo b'chama. It's mashmal das levashla. Wait, you're going to tell me shalal das levashla? That's a big doichik. So it's mashmal possible your Rabbeinu Tam. Then blila raka. Then lav lechem. Then it's going to be called lechem. So it seems to be that he holds like Rabbeinu Tam over here, but in Hilchas Chala, which is the important tour, page 571. You can look it inside. Ein chiyuv chala ela belechem. Dichsiv ba'achlam lechem ha'arz. Abigal sufgin razun kesfayk kikim ragav derushanim v'azugim heim mitugarim bedvash p'tur min achala. So. He's going to bring the Rosh. Before I go to the Rosh, I just wanted to show that the Meiri says Mefurish, that the problem that there is a machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam or not, or if you're going to hold like Rabbeinu Tam or not, is whether we're talking about a Blila Raka. And the Gedolei Rabbanim understand that the Gemara himself is talking about Blila Ava. Rabbeinu David, who's a Talmud of the Ramban, when he brings Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, Rabbeinu Yaakov, he argues, listen to where he argues on. The Arav Meiri Oimer that Divrei Rabbeinu Tam ain zenachen she'elu ayom ma'iserakin lekaman demechayiv b'masei elfes v'afilu b'tanur nami p'tura min achala. If it's going to be a blila raka, even if you're going to bake it in a tanur, that means even if you're like Avishai was saying, you're trying to get a shame lechem through making it a tanur. Even if you're an elfes, for sure you're not getting there. But even if you want to put it in a tanur, it's still not going to give it a shame lechem. Because it's a blila raka. You don't have a shame lechem in a blila raka. Don't tell me that afterwards you're going to have a shame lechem. L'chora, it's mashma from him that you mamish need, according to the Ramban, it's mamish much more machmir than Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you need to have a gilgul or you need to have an afia. According to the Ramban, you need to have a shame isa. You can't have lechem without isa. According to this shitas of Ramban, a batter cake, that you have a batter and you bake it, you're going to be pater min achala. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to be chayev. What's going to be according to the Rosh? So in Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the Rosh. He says it's totally in Das Levashla. Despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh, I don't know, what's going on? Why can't I find all my sperm today? Oh, here it is. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chav Tes. Sif Aleph, Ein Chiyuv Chala, Ela Belechem. Lefikas, if God, and we're rocking, we're saying, Ve'adushanim, and we're talking about Dvash Ptur Min Achala. Isa, can we just skip to Gimel? I'll get back to Beis in a second. Isa Gimel, Shiblilosa Ava Vigilgal Das Levashla, Elasa Zevgunim, Oliyasha Becham Vesem, Ptura. This is like who? The Rosh. Isa Shiblilosa Raka, the Ava Betanur, Oy Bimachbes, or Tech Vaka Hidbig, Chayeves Bechala, Ubelachel Evil Bimashke. Now, this is not the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, it was a blila raka. You never had a chiyuv chala, like we just saw in Rabbeinu David and in the Meiri, in the Shitas Ramban. That they're l'chayre going with Shitas Ramban, Oymer Moyer Erav, which is the Ramban. But here you have the Shulchan Aruch, who is saying that you're chayev, even though he passes like the Rosh. So let's look at the tour. Where's the base Yosef? So for now, the Gros says, that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, a blila raka. The Gros, if gone base, is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But this is the vort over here. Even though the Gros says Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, it's not coming lafuke the Rosh in this point. The Rosh agreed in this point. Let's see how this is mavur in the tour. I'll show you how it's mavur in the tour. The tour in Sifkan, now even though in Brachis he does go with the Rabbeinu Tam, over here in Hilchas Chali he says Isa Shablilos Araka. Ubishla b'mayim, I taken a b'shem matur avalim. Afa b'tanuri, afa b'machves b'loy shemen. V'hier tiach tchila v'akach hidbegeis l'kulam b'chayavis. Avalim hidbeg v'sefer tiach v'zipli girish lakish. V'isa shablilasa ava shabishla b'mayim, I taken a b'shemen because Rabbeinu Tam shechayavis. V'Rabbeinu shekvar tzachah b'shul gilgul. V'Rabbeinu shim shekaz avilu aisa isa gmuraim. Daitei levashatag b'tura. Then you're going to be chayev. And he says, "Kain maskanas adoni avi arosh like the Rosh." So he paskins like the Rosh. Nevertheless, if you turn back to 571, Ice Bays, he says, "Isa shulbas arako bishlo b'mayim tukin b'shem b'tura." But if you're off a betaner, then you're chayev. Lekulama, you're chayev. So you see from the tour himself, despite the fact that he paskined like the Rosh by Isa al das levashla is potter, but by something that's a blila raka that you're oifet, you're chayev. So it's klor. Oh, you see in the Ramban. The Ramban asks the questions. All from Isa. Isa ksiv. And this is why, also, and the Avnei Nezer points this out as a Davar Pashit, Simen Tav Yud Ches, that there's an afkum between the Rosh and the Ramban. And I'm pointing out that from the tour, you don't need even the Avnei Nezer. You see it from the tour. The tour brings that you're chayev by Blila Raka, that you were oifet, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, even though in the next sif he paskins like the Rosh. So kumtais that the Rosh in one point, which is the point that it was Isa al das levashla. Isa ava al das levashla. That's where he argues. The Ramban argues on the whole thing. If it's a blila rock, it's no good. And he has to explain the Mishnayas, and he explains Trukdin, that you have a Maisa Gilgul, and whatever else. There's a big nafka mina. Rabbi Kraft got there. He got this right away. It took me a while to work on this, but it seems to be that there are this is the mahalach over here. Three shitas in the Rishonim. We have to learn now. Up until Yom Kippur, there's going to be all types of nafka minas. What's the machayev according to Rabbeinu Tam? Let's say you're going to have something that's going to be very sweet. It's going to be something that's not going to be made into exactly teresa and hama. How do you get teresa and hama? Yeast cakes, batter cakes, all types of mezoinis. Do you make challah? Do you have a chiyuv challah there? And that's a wrap.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.